It started in December, around the holidays. We met in a mutual Discord server. I was so shy to join in voice chat, so I stayed in the text channels, sometimes reacting with emojis or GIFs if I was brave enough. This time of year is usually difficult for me. I couldn't take the loneliness anymore, so I plucked up the courage as I could and joined voice chat. That's where I met you, my bestie. You were so friendly and welcoming. We had so much in common. We both had a crush on Spock. In fact, both had written fanfics of what Spock would do with each of us in his cabin. We talked for hours, but because of time differences, you had to go to sleep. We added each other so we could hang out again and again. Soon enough, it had become 5 years since that day. So I was surprised when you said you would be flying over for a holiday. Oh my gosh. My online friend becoming my offline friend. Something I've never heard of. That's a kookaburra. A kookaburra. They call them the laughing bird. But they're not really laughing, that's just how they talk. That's a magpie. Yes, the ones that swoop and attack. Don't worry, bestie. I'll protect you. Come here into my smelly embrace where I can keep you safe. Fine. No smelly embrace. Anyways, it's summer. You're not in danger. Oh, shush. Stop thinking about your body that way. You're talking about my best and I happen to disagree. Now I have to go and hug you. And hug those bad thoughts away. Yes, smelly embrace and all. Yeah, we have a lot of birds squawking in the morning. What did I say last night? I don't remember. Probably something about what we were watching. Hey, I never realized how Mulder and Scully were so hot for each other since that first day. What are we gonna do? Just walk along the beach, look at the rock pools, and maybe grab some fish and chips and make all those seagulls jealous. Did you like a chai? That cafe makes the best ones. Oh, I have an idea. Here in Australia, the seasons are reversed. So your winter holidays are during our summer. It must be weird for you, right? Santa coming in board shorts and chilling with a pair of sunnies. We don't get snow here even in winter, but we have a lot of sand, as you can probably tell. So how about we build our own version of a snowman? Like a snow lady, maybe? What do you say? Great. Oh, confession. I never tried it, but with you here, I think we've got this. Okay. How about we just gather as much sand as possible into a mountain and go from there? I'll push it over from the other direction. Yes. The mountain's coming along very well. We just need a little more. So I was hoping we could build a specific person because I've always liked her. Is it okay if we try to build her and name it after her? Great. Oh, who? Well, it's Uhura, of course. I've always admired her, and I think she's a total badass. She can even hear the quietest sounds. Just think about how much she did on board the Enterprise. I loved her. Let's shape her upper body first. Yeah, exactly like that. I like it. Oh wow, you're really good at that. Maybe we should put a bit more detail here? Yes. I love that you knew what I wanted even before I even finished the sentence. We've gotten to know each other pretty well over the last 5 years, haven't we? Or maybe you're a mind reader. Are you reading my mind? Don't read my mind. What? I don't look flustered. It's just a warm day. I wasn't thinking about anything interesting. What did I say last night? Oh, I see you're already working on the earpiece. It's coming along really well. I like it. How do we make her hair? I loved her hair. So pretty, don't you think? Yes, this will work out. I think we're done, right? Sweet. Let's take a few pictures. I never saw anybody do this before, and I want to make a great memory out of it. You and I building Uhura, the Sand Lady. Let's get a bit closer so we can fit all three of us in the picture. A bit closer. Perfect. Let's see. Oh my gosh. My eyes are closed. You have to take... Huh? Are you okay? The expression on your face in this photo. You look uncomfortable. Is everything all right? What were you thinking about? You're self-conscious about your body. Why? Ugly what? You're far from it. I didn't know. You don't act like it. I think you have a beautiful body. No, I do. Truly. Please don't be self-conscious. I wish you could see how I see you. You're amazing and beautiful, outside as well as in. So what if I'm biased? I see your beautiful personality, and it just shines through. I love your smile. It lights up the room. It makes me smile when you smile. All the things you think are imperfections are what makes you perfect. A scar here, a stretch there, your belly. I wouldn't have it any other way. No, don't look away. Look into my eyes. Please believe me when I say you're beautiful. Now, can I please take a picture with my beautiful friend so I can remember this moment? Aww, look at these two cuties. This one is great. I think we have a winner. Oh, oops. Sorry. Yeah, I'm hungry. We had such a great time, and we both forgot to eat. You must be hungry as well. I have an idea. Not far from here is the best fish and chips place I know. It's cheap as chips. Okay, let's go. Let's sit over there. The birds won't be a bother. Careful, it's hot. Ouch! Now I burnt my finger on my own food. I'm such a klutz. Why are you looking at me like this? I'm just blowing on my food. It's hot and I don't want to burn my mouth. Don't worry, this will be the only sounds I'm gonna make while I eat. Ooh, I had an idea the other day and I totally forgot to ask you. We're almost finished with our D&D campaign, right? There's this one I always wanted to play and I thought I would suggest it, but before I wanted your opinion on it. I think you'll love it. It's the Curse of Strahd. I just love the fantasy horror setting, and it's so dark and grim. I think you and the others are gonna love it. That is if we decide on playing it next. We can talk about it more in detail later with everybody, but I just wanted to talk to you about it first. I don't need an answer right now. Think about it, okay? Take your time. Hmm? Sorry, I was lost in thought. What I said? When? Yesterday evening? I said a lot of things. We talked mainly about Star Trek, if that's what you mean. It's not. What do you mean then? When I thought you were asleep. I don't know. I said nothing. Really? And how would you know? You were asleep, weren't you? Oh, you couldn't sleep because it's not your place? I have that too. I need a couple of days to settle into the new place to be able to sleep comfortably. I said nothing. I must have mumbled something unrelated. Trust me. Anyway, be careful, those seagulls are cheeky bastards. They try and steal people's food. One time a maid of mine was at the fish markets. She bought sashimi to eat, and the seagulls were not shy at all about taking her food. They would fly close to try and steal it from her plate. No, it's true. I have a video of it somewhere on my phone. I'll look for it later. I know. I changed the subject. Can we talk about this later, please? I don't want to ruin the mood, and we're having such a great time. Yes, I promise. Come on, let's get back to my house. It's getting late and the spiders and snakes are going to come out. I'm kidding. Should have looked at your face. They are always around. Look, if nothing's happened yet, nothing's gonna happen now. And here we are. How about you go sit on the couch while I'll go put on the kettle and make us a cuppa? Here you go. What's up? Again with the asking. I'm too shy to talk about it. Please, I don't want to talk about what I said yesterday. Why? Because I feel stupid and shy. That's why. No, it's nothing bad about you. It's me. I just... Okay, here I go. You were right. I mumbled something yesterday evening when I thought you were asleep, which you apparently weren't. Fuck, why is it so hard? I'm in love with you. I said, I'm in love with you. I felt that way for a long time, actually, but never said anything because I didn't want to make it awkward or anything, and you are such an important person in my life. It's so weird. We talked online for years, daily. We know each other like the insides of our own pockets, and we got to meet offline. And being with you in person and not through a screen only confirms my feelings for you. I'm in love with you. It's okay if you aren't. I totally understand. I mean, we live so far away from each other and... I didn't expect that. Does this mean you have feelings for me too? This is everything I have hoped for. You're such a good kisser, and your lips are so soft. Who would have thought 5 years ago a person from the other side of the world would be here with me and we're in love with each other because we connected over the internet? I can't believe I'm cuddling with you and holding you in my arms now. You're so warm. I like this so much. It feels like a dream. I'm afraid I'll wake up and you're gone. I don't want to ever let you go. I had so much fun with you this past week. It was amazing. You're amazing. I'm so happy right now. I love you.